Only residents of the streetcar district could vote in the streetcar tax election. Only 549 of them did. Mayor Sly James made the announcement.
We are going to have a streetcar in Kansas City by June of 2015.
The 1 cent sales tax hike and 5% property tax increase passed by almost a 2-to-1 margin. Councilman Russ Johnson, the project point man, talked about the winning strategy for the election.
The plan was, how can we get this thing down to some low-hanging fruit that get this thing started? Instead of trying to eat the whole elephant at once, where do we start one bite at a time? And so this is the first bite.
The day after election results were announced, the council chose a firm to finish the planning process, appropriated $3.6 million to pay for that, and approved issuing $30 million in bonds to finance construction of the 2-mile streetcar line. Kansas City, Kansas, Lenexa, Prairie Village, and Leawood found themselves threatened with a lawsuit over ordinances that prohibit the open carry of firearms. Tim McIntosh of the Libertarian Party of Kansas told TV9,
"All we are asking is for city and municipalities and counties to follow state law."
The Kansas law forbidding bans on open carry of firearms was passed 5 years ago. Federal prosecutors charged 6 Kansas City, Missouri public employees and 1 Jackson County corrections worker with scamming Blue Cross and Blue Shield out of more than $300,000 worth of wellness incentives for healthy living. Prosecutors say they did things like claiming a 1-year-old ran in a marathon. The feds also charged a man who worked in the St. Joseph license fee office with providing fake ID for 100 or more illegal immigrants.
Basically, the illegal aliens would pay a greater price in the sense that they were normally charged anywhere from $500 to $950 for a document set.
U.S. Attorney David Ketchmark, who said a similar but not identical case involving different employees of the St. Joseph Fee Office is pending. The Missouri Hospital Association pleaded for a Medicaid expansion, reporting that member hospitals got stuck with over $1 billion worth of unpaid medical bills last year, and an MU study found that the Medicaid expansion would create 24,000 jobs. But Republican leaders in Jefferson City were not moved. House Speaker Tim Jones' response was,
"I think it's economically reckless. I think it's unsustainable."
Governor Jay Nixon, a Democrat, wants to expand Medicaid to cover another 300,000 Missourians. The Kansas City Royals got sports fans talking with a 6-player trade that netted the Royals pitchers James Shields and Wade Davis. General Manager Dayton Moore said it was a model for the Royals' commitment to a brighter future.
"If we're going to improve and if we want our young players to reach their ceiling, you got to begin to win games at the major league level. And James Shields and Wade Davis, put us in a position to do just that."
The Chiefs seemed doomed to a dismal short-range future. A 30-7 loss to Cleveland was a double disappointment for coach Romeo Crennel.
"That was one I would have liked to have won if for no other reason other than the fact that I used to coach there."
Crennel also lamented the broken ribs of the team's leading receiver, Dwayne Bowe, who will likely be out for the rest of the season. This is KCUR.